I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
You on Michael Herzog's American Awakening. Michael's out for the day, for the next few days, and I am sitting in as guest host. I have with me my special guest, Aaron James, a young man from Canada, totally abused by not only our system, but the Canadian system, and he's making a noise about it. And not letting them get away with it. And before we split for the top of the hour break, we had Gary from Connecticut. Gary, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Tim.
All right. Now, you're a man after my own heart here because, you know, you're saying, you know, what can we do about this?
Well, I have to correct you on one thing.
Sure.
The name's Jerry, not Gary.
Oh, Jerry, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not your fault. The screener took it as Gary. No,
and that's what I was that's what I was reading. But yeah. Jerry, thank you for the correction. We're in this situation, and anybody who knows me and goes to my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, knows I'm about doing things, not just talking about it, not all this bitching and moaning that people do about the situation. There are different pressures that can be applied against these perpetrators of perversions of justice, and some of it is the public humiliation that when you expose what they're doing and show their hypocrisy for what it is, that alone sometimes can straighten these people out. But that's not always what it takes. Sometimes it takes people taking the law into their own hands because, ladies and gentlemen, remember, you are the law. The law springs from the people.
Well, people. You know, Tim, I would say, first of all, we can never suggest that, okay?
Pardon me?
We can never suggest that.
Why?
Because it's dangerous. You know,
no. It's time for danger. It's time for danger. It's
fine.
Time for danger. It's time to bring up honesty.
But you know what? If they interpret it as that way, that's fine. You know what I mean? You can give them that direction. What they do from that point is fine. I don't disagree with you. But from a legal standpoint, you can guide somebody in that direction, but you can't point them in that direction.
All we have to do is simply get people to understand where the philosophy of law comes from. And it derives from people, not from some kind of divine origin. The U.S. Constitution is not divinely inspired. Ordinances and statutes of municipal corporations are created by people. And it's the people who create the government. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. And
well,
when
you know, the
government...
I think your guest... Yes?
We got music coming up.
Here we go again.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's okay. Stick with us, Jerry, and we will be back and let Aaron comment on what you have to say. Folks, we're getting into it, so... Come on, stick with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes after the break, and we'll have a good long segment to talk some of this out here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right. Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're talking with Gary before we went to the break. You were starting to... Jerry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, Tim, that I understand what your guest is saying. But one has to look at Canada as a precursor to the United States. What's happening in Canada right now is going to happen in the United States a year from now. You know, I don't know if you've seen this story. All right, let me preface this saying it was stupid, okay? What the guy did was stupid. He taught his dog in Germany to do a Heil Hitler salute.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you saw this story.
No, he didn't.
No. Well, the guy's in jail for 5 months, and the dog is in some kind of pound. You know, you can look it up on the Internet.
Hmm.
Yeah. How foolish. Ridiculous. But this is the kind of nonsense we're dealing with today. And Canada is a perfect example of that.
Well, you know, you're right about that. I used to look at Britain and think, you know, they were maybe, 10, 15 years ahead of us. And it seems like it's getting closer and closer, but I have some hope because primarily that article I was alluding to about motorists against detection, a vigilante group that's going out there and they are destroying those speed cameras, and they've destroyed over 1,000 of them, and
no,
they're
sorry,
getting
I'm
more
sorry,
and more
Tim,
people.
I didn't hear that story, so.
Oh, okay,
I
yeah.
Comment.
To yeah, the speedcam.co.uk. You folks can Google it and look it up.
So basically, what are they doing? They're physically destroying these cameras.
They are physically destroying the speed cameras, taking a picture and popping them up on the internet.
Destroying them?
Oh, they've got a I'm not sure. A lot of them look to be burned out. Some of them have been shot out, but most of them seem to be burned, and they say they've perfected a new and a quick way of destroying speed cameras, which will enable them to destroy a roadside camera in just a few seconds.
Well, I don't know if you've seen that story. It was probably about 2 months ago. Some guy, I don't have the article in front of me, but some guy, I'm going to assume it's somewhere in the middle of the Northeast, shot out a traffic cam. He was arrested. Obviously, he shot it out after they got his picture. But he was a little irritated with the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's coming to the United States. These traffic cameras are only for one purpose, to generate revenue.
Can I address
sure.
the comment?
And that's exactly what they say.
Can I address the comment of the commentator?
Oh, please. Go ahead, Aaron.
I have to agree with you that, again, things are very bad on this side of the border. But as a caveat to what is already taking place, I think that perhaps the hour is much later than you may be aware, and that's no discredit to you. Just consider the following for a moment towards that argument. Up here we have Vancouver, a death at the Vancouver airport. Robert Dzanski tased to death by RCMP. Down there you have a Phoenix woman, 45 years old, ostensibly dies and chokes on her handcuffs. You have removal of habeas corpus and now thought crime bill, H.R. 195. We have security certificates up here at the behest of our Prime Minister, Harper Bilderberger affiliate. You have Operation Top Off, Gladio, Falcon, Desert Falcon, mass televised arrests. We have Charging Bison up here, in which my city, in fact, Winnipeg, was made into a militarized complex in the downtown area. Moreover, we have a North American Union mandate that's being pressed on in Parliament in the United
sure.
States and in Mexico. Our idea of harmonizing the peripheries, militarization, union, and the regulatory standards or the regulatory standardization of military, judiciary, and whatnot. Tyranny is not something that's going to be that is not local to one border or the other. There is collusion. In fact, my case is evidentiary of cross border collusion, as is the Arar case, the Air India case, and other cases of extraordinary rendition or militarized unification of militarized harmonized strategy. This is not something that can be seen as a sickness that is likened to one side of the border or another, but is actually it's more than a pandemic. It is epidemic, and it spans borders and denominations.
Well, you
right.
know,
and the corruption.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jerry.
No, I was going to say there's no question about that. Like I said, we all understand. I love Canada. I've been to Canada many times. I think Canada is just an extension of Britain and what's going on over there. And actually, there's
yes.
people in Britain that are getting very irritated with what's going on. They say you can't even walk down the street in Britain with not even hearing English anymore. I think Canada is an extension of that. Being an English colony, let's not forget that, irregardless. And the United States is obviously it's going to flow south. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't think the Americans are totally unconcerned about what's going on. I think we just we haven't felt enough pain yet to realize that.
And unfortunately, that seems to be true. It's like Americans, we in this Western British tradition of some sort, we have to feel a lot of pain before we will stand up and fight back. And even the Declaration of Independence alludes to that, saying that people will put up with tyranny to the point to where they can't take it anymore, then they will resist. You know, this is the situation we have. And what I'm suggesting, maybe I'm too early. Maybe we have to suffer more. You know, there was a book put out, written in the early 1950s by a lady by the name of Taylor Caldwell, and it was called The Devil's Advocate. And in her futuristic version of America taken over by complete socialists, a military dictatorship, the only way that she could bring it about or show that the underground American Minuteman Patriot movement was able to make a change was actually by installing or having devil's advocates, in other words, people pretending to be on the bad side, ramping up the pressure to the point where the people would finally resist.
Well, you know, Tim, I have to ask your guest, if I can.
Sure.
Aaron, what kind of firearms can you own in Canada now?
Oh, absolutely none.
None.
Well, I think you can get a gun license for hunting, but as far as keeping armament at home, I don't believe there are no provisions on that. The laws are very much different here in Canada where that is concerned. And, the tyranny that predispositions the government towards as far as effect on the individual is obvious. But no, there are no protections for the citizen as far as self-armament are concerned.
Well, I know there's been a lot of problems in Toronto as far as gun violence is concerned. Often have a problem of using that as a preface to try to institute more gun control. Unfortunately, that's not the answer, but I don't know where you're from exactly. Are you from Ontario, Aaron?
I'm from Manitoba.
Manitoba.
Which is just the province just west of Ontario,
right.
Central. But the thing is that criminals will always have guns one way or the other, whether we have laws against gun ownership or not. The criminal element will always have them. And, in fact, the epitome of that argument is that the Winnipeg police have guns, and I've just given a very detailed documentary on how they've been basically committing these incessant and consistent atrocities amongst the people here in Winnipeg, leaving them outside, raping, pillaging, shooting. They just killed a man just a few days ago, terrorizing reporters who tried to report on it. They arrested a CBC reporter. As far as my case is concerned, 8 guns were pointed at my head on October 27th. And so the criminal element, and I use that term loosely, it's very broad-spanning. It encompasses government and judiciary, corporation will always have these kind of weapons. It's a very difficult situation, and it's one that needs to be have change affected to it. But as I said, a harmony amongst those in the resistance, knowledge, and out of the abyss of ignorance, coordinated effect, self empowerment. These are all necessary tools at this point, and perhaps that we do need those. As Tim Wingate alluded to, those Batman and Robin Hood figures at this point in time, because we're literally in an era of chaos.
Yeah. Okay, well, excuse my ignorance. Manitoba is in what relation to the northern United States state?
Just north of North Dakota.
North Dakota. Okay, so you're really far left, almost British Columbia then.
Central
Canada.
No, not quite. Central. It's central.
In the central time zone.
North Dakota and Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was living in Winnipeg.
Yeah,
until he had to go on the run. Jerry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it so much. And
right,
folks,
thanks,
I want to. Yeah, you're welcome, bud. 800-313-9443 is our on-air call-in number. You are welcome to call in with questions and comments. I wanted to.
If we're not going to, go ahead.
What I wanted to mention here, folks, is that we're talking and we've been bandying about these terms of criminality. Criminality suggests that there's law and that there's law that's in force. But who are the real criminals when those who have been invested with the ability to enforce the law break the law in their so-called enforcement of the law? The law itself, in the enforcement of it, becomes criminal. And once again, law is nothing more than the rules by which we agree as a society to abide by. And if you're not involved in the rulemaking, or the rules have become onerous to you, then what's the point? Criminality is only the breaking of law. And if it's bad law, if it's unjust, unequal, unfair, law that actually suppresses your rights.
Enslavement was law at one time.
Enslavement was law. Then it's not law. It's tyranny. We got another break coming up, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. We'll be back in three. Be with us. Stick.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, America. Tim Wingate's back here on the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network with my special guest, Aaron James. And we're talking about the issue of law. And remember, and Aaron brought this up, slavery was lawful, or legal, let's put it that way, at one time. So it's not the issue of law being legislated. These are just rules. People make these things up. Remember, America had a prohibition. It didn't work. We have the so-called war on drugs, which has got all kinds of inconsistencies, contradictions, hypocrisies, overindulgences, just to the extreme. The same thing is going on. It's you have to get to the heart of the issue.
Torture
and the
is
heart,
legal now.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Torture is now legal.
Yeah, torture. Right. And what do? We don't call it torture. We call it rendition. Or we call it extreme
measured
rendition.
Force. The use of measured force.
Measured force.
Interrogation for the extrapolation of information.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And police don't torture people. It's called pain compliance. Pain compliance. to the point where they'll break your arm to make you comply. They'll taser you, even though... Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry.
Well, or break your fingers, rape and pillage, leave you outside the perimeter to walk back, like the Winnipeg police are doing here in my city. Or leave you to starve and whatnot. There's an individual starving to death now in a foreign country at the behest of the Canadian officiates who will do nothing. I mean, then this is all considered lawful.
Right.
She's now 60 pounds or 40. No, she's 55 pounds now. Canadian citizen. In fact, Guantanamo Bay hosts the only Canada is the only member under the United Nations who has one of their citizens in Guantanamo Bay. Just to give you an idea of the collusion between Canada and the United States.
It's been that way for some time. There are atrocities going on all the time in the name of legality or law. Remember, folks. Hitler came to power in Nazi Germany lawfully, according to their laws. They gave him dictatorial powers legally.
And were the Auschwitz gas chambers lawful?
Yeah, absolutely, according to German law at the time.
Exactly.
So this mantra of it being lawful or defining criminality as being something that's just simply against the law is bogus. That's why I love Claire Wolfe's writings on being a freedom outlaw. You have to embrace your inner outlaw, ladies and gentlemen.
There are universal truths here.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. The hero vigilante is an archetype that has been throughout millennia in human history. The person who would stand up against the so-called legal system, the authorities, and say, no, what you're doing is wrong. It has nothing to do with being lawful or legal or whether a potentate has established this as his rules or a group of elitists have gotten together and declared themselves the lawful group and they're going to pass rules on how to steal each other or other people's property or suppress a racial minority group. That's bogus. That's why our Declaration of Independence is one of the most unique documents in the annals of human history, save only by the Magna Carta. That Declaration of Independence lays out what law is, where law comes from, what government is supposed to do. And government is supposed to secure the liberties that people have inherently. Period. And any diminishing of that is wrong. It's evil. And I will go so far, literally, ladies and gentlemen, this is a battle between good and evil. And if you don't have the maturity and the understanding to discern the difference between good and evil, you're a child. You don't understand. And you need to grow up and be a mature American, be an adult, and take personal responsibility for what goes on around you. I just want to give you a quote, real simple here, and then we'll go to John. Samuel Adams said this, "If ye love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen." Let's go to John, New York. Thanks for hanging on, John. Are you there?
No problem. I'm here. Wanted to mention a couple of things. I think the show that they asked him to call him back was Mark Kornke's show, We the People. I think he called in towards the end of the show or something.
Gary Franchi, perhaps?
Oh, maybe that was. Okay, it was one of those two shows. Anyhow, we never won the war against Britain. The king never surrendered to us. And if you look at what Britain owns or controls, they control the law, they control the taxes, they control the money, they control the politics, because George Bush is... I guess a knighted person. I'll hold and I'll finish.
John, you bring up an excellent point. Can you stick with us through the break? Can you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. We'll be back, folks, in 3 minutes here on The American Awakening for our long segment, and we're going to get into this. Stick with us. We got some good stuff happening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Michael Herzog on The American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Anyway, John, please.
Yes, sir.
The break. We had to go to the break. Please continue.
Yes, they own the law, the taxes, the money, and the politics. If you look at all the people in power around us, Henry Kissinger, Bush, Kerry, and many more are knighted by the Queen of England. We never won the war against the Brits. The king never surrendered. And my view, if we have to go to war, we're going to have to go to England and go stomp out the king and queen so they never come back and try to take us over. The taxes, the IRS is owned by some kind of bank out of England. The same way with the Treasury Department is owned by some kind of bank out of England. And the law, the judge up there is run by the VAR, which is out of England. So we're basically controlled by that. We have one little thing that's in our favor is the Constitution, and the Canadians, I don't think they have that document, so they're closer to the British way of rule, so they're going to get crushed even more. And I saw where I think it was the Carlyle Group has bought the Magna Carta, and they're going to make that disappear, and then one day maybe the government will put the Constitution on sale like they're doing the rest of our roads and sell that out, and 20, 30 years from now, what Constitution? It never existed.
you know what they do is they try and get ownership of this stuff, and then they try to copyright it so that, you know, now it's under a copyright and you can't even quote from it anymore. This is one of the things. I just read something that Egypt is going to try and copyright the pyramids. All the use of the pictures of the pyramids, they're going to somehow try and hang on to that. You know, years ago, I read the Treaty of Paris, and I would suggest anybody Google the Treaty of Paris and read through it. And it's certainly, I've read the articles. In fact, I used to get the material from, what's that group called? Albionic. They got a website, a-albionic.com, where they deal a lot with the information on that, what you're bringing up, John, that we really just had a treaty, and the United States government is still some kind of a, of an extension of the British government. And wasn't there something just earlier this year that dealing with the Queen of England's gold, and that the Bush administration somehow used her gold, much like that Leo Wanta guy is claiming that gold from his country was taken by the Bush administration, and then they used that, reinvest it and use it for their own purposes, and the Queen came to tell Georgie Boy he better straighten up or there was going to be problems. Do you remember anything about that?
Not much other than that. Yeah, I remember that she visited him, and they had her there.
Yeah.
The other thing, Bush also said the Constitution is nothing but a GD piece of paper, and it's, there was a study done by some small paper up in New York, and it said 97% of the judges never swore their oath of office. So, you know, they're sitting in front of you as just basic clowns in suits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they didn't swear to that. They also, you were also talking about the language. You know, they change the language, the meaning of words, and
right.
confuse the people and dumbs people down by doing that sort of thing. I only see before the violence starts, the only thing we have is either we have to get into the media, we have to get back that fifth estate or fourth estate, and we all have to put up micro-broadcasters.
You know, that's an excellent point, and I agree with you 100% on that. The micro-broadcasting is one way of doing it. Of course, then, you know, just putting one up doesn't really help. I know a guy out of Illinois. He's got a small radio station, and he gets on his little radio station that broadcasts, and he advertises his own radio station on his radio station. But he won't buy any advertising, won't put up any billboards, won't take out any ads in the newspaper. And so nobody really knows he's there, but he's an older guy, and he thinks just by getting on the radio and advertising his radio station that people are going to somehow magically know he's there and listen to him. So micro-broadcasting is great as long as you have a way of letting people know that they that you exist. And just a little plug, you know, for Republic Broadcasting, you know, they've got bumper stickers, folks. Bumper stickers you can put on your car and let people know to listen to Republic Broadcasting Network here. You just got to go to republicbroadcasting.org. Follow the information there, make a contact, send an email, send a letter, make a phone call. You know, we need to have people know that that we exist.
On the micro-broadcasting thing, you have to market it just like you would a garage sale.
That's exactly right.
A lot of people don't realize that as a micro-broadcaster, you don't have to speak. You can just run the programming that's out there for all these different Patriot sites. So if you're afraid
Which means you can pick up some RBN stuff, too, possibly, folks. There you go. Hey, John, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it
very, very much. And, folks, we still have some time for anybody else who wants to call in. 1-800-313-9443 to talk with our special guest, Aaron James. Well, Aaron, I tell you what, you know, you got some people sparked up here.
Well, that's definitely very much appreciated. We appreciate all your efforts in having carried our story once again, and we're hopeful that this brings about not only a positive effect or change for our case, but that it's an awakening effect and for the nation as a whole, for people as a whole, to see that we cannot allow ourselves to be buried under rote tyranny, disinformation, propaganda, while we silently go to our graves in under the institution premature. On the matter of the comment from the individual, I think it was John, who had commented regarding the Constitution, Mulroney, who is, people may or may not know, as a former Prime Minister of Canada,
right,
and however involved in some scandal regarding the Airbus incident, in which I won't need to go into that. He had commented that the Constitution was not worth the paper on which it was written. That is a quotation from Brian Mulroney.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very much in keeping with the matter of the Constitution in the United States. And on that effect,
sure.
I'd like to quote from Condoleezza Rice, who was recently interviewed regarding the Mahara Rar extraordinary rendition. And people, as you may or might not know, Rar was taken and abducted to JFK. Of course, the next poster boy Muslim terrorist, quote-unquote, to Syria and tortured for a period of 1 year and brought back. And in questioning, Condoleezza was drawn to the point, well, this is not unconstitutional. There's a Charter of Rights and Freedoms, et cetera, et cetera. And she had this to say, Condoleezza Rice, on, quote-unquote, well, you know, we expressly denied that perhaps Mr. Arar was perhaps tortured at all. And moreover, even if he was, it does not break the Charter of Rights and Freedoms or any legality in that he was not a United States citizen. And so that was their rationale for, you know, for this wanton abuse and torture that was sustained for.
You know, it used to be American policy that if you were in the custody or on American soil, you had constitutional rights provided as well. You had the same rights,
and on that
because the constitutional rights were based on human rights.
And on that note,
actually, there are no constitutional rights. I gotta throw that out to you. The Constitution. Our Constitution exists to limit government. We have rights apart from and preceding the Constitution. But it's interesting that, you know, it gets twisted about this way, which is what John alluded to, is the misuse of words and the changing of the meanings.
Here's the Constitution in effect as far as the Canadian consulate's provisions for a Canadian abroad. They have a website that delineates measures and provisions afforded an individual who is running into dire straits abroad, for example, in the United States, where I met my an altercation with airline in capacity of profiling and then left in a pool of blood on this aircraft. Well, their comment during the time I was being questioned, interrogated by FBI, who were trying to link me to radical jihad and al-Qaeda, was as follows. Canadian consulate, Estelle Batiende, let us know if they torture you or ask you to commit any other indecent acts of any nature. But beyond that, we will not get involved. We will not get involved in U.S. affairs. They have a website that delineates any number, a plethora of provisions that are afforded an individual abroad. Glenn Bradbury, who is the executive assistant for Dan McTeague, who operates an office for Canadians abroad, stated that the Canadian consulate is delinquent and culpable for negligence in leaving me bereft of the devices of the United States. And Raymond Simard quoted on the Canadian Human Rights Association's quotation of use of jurisdiction in delineating where they could not afford me any provisions, stating, quote unquote, that's a bunch of bullshit. That's from MP Raymond Simard, who himself was delinquent in. And passing off culpability or rather passing off the torch, as it were, to RCMP, stating that perhaps this is something that law enforcement...
So basically what you're saying here, Aaron, is that they just bounce us back and forth to each other and they
really
don't...
The irony is that RCMP and law enforcement attacked me the next day, the next morning at my home
after the
October 26th meeting. I was attacked and abducted at gunpoint by Winnipeg police in association with Minneapolis police, cross-border collusion,
right,
and their association with KKK and so forth.
Yeah.
So there's
hang on. Hey, Aaron, we got a call. George from Florida.
Hey. Hello, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I got a question for you guys. How did ever admiralty law ever creep into our courtrooms?
You know, that's another whole four-hour radio show, but basically admiralty, you know, and even, I'll be honest, George, I'm not entirely convinced that it's there. I mean, I've read the flag, the fringe on the flag thing. I've read a lot of Harry Coombs stuff on this whole business. He's also known as, the Informer. He wrote a lot of early stuff on this. I've been reading this material since the middle 1980s. And admiralty law, I just don't think it makes any difference. I think our problem is that we rely on this legislated law, which has proved to be completely of no effect. It's contradictory. It's hypocritical. And we need to just toss it all out and start all over again.
Well,
Where I'm coming from, George, with this business of admiralty law. And the reason is, even if it is admiralty law, people have been trying to argue this for years, and they've gotten nowhere because they go into admiralty courts to argue against admiralty law. Right?
Yes.
Who's going to adjudicate this? Who's the authority that's going to make this make a change? It has to be the people. It has to be those who originate the law, because the law comes from the people. The authority for the law comes from the people.
This just seems like in these courts, it's just like going into a captain's mast. You got the public protector on one side and a prosecutor on the other side is the captain's first mates.
Yep. Actually, George, if you trace it back, it goes back to the ecclesiastical courts, the old church courts. But anyway, thanks for the call, George. We got another call here from Clarence in Oklahoma. How are you doing, Clarence?
I'm doing fine. Glad to hear you here on this week, kind of holiday break. And it's been a good show. And,
thank you.
We've been talking about this thing about the Constitution and everything. The American people are the ones that are supposed to support this Constitution. Forget about politicians and forget about all these other people. They're supposed to be the ones that make this work. But they're too bogged down in their own daily lives to be able to figure out what's going on.
Now, that's
true. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, if you've got politicians that manipulate the economy to the point where everybody is just treading water, trying to keep their nose and their mouth above the water, it's awful hard to be concerned about these other issues.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're spending billions and billions of dollars every month on a useless war that's on the back of a previous useless war. On an ongoing war on terrorism, an ongoing war on drugs, an ongoing war on poverty,
and all of that, it goes on and on. It was on my mind when I called. I could talk about any numerous other things. This is what's on my mind. This deal, we don't talk a lot about international stuff, but when Meneser Bhutto was assassinated.
Yep.
That has, I've been watching the news, and I don't normally watch the lamestream news. But now we're getting all these different deals about how she was killed. It was this, that, there's no autopsy.
Who's behind
it? John Kennedy assassination just came right back to me.
Sure.
Anyone that's a threat to any of the oligarchs, and basically Pakistan's run by an oligarchy, as we are, as all
which
the world
is pumped up and supported by the U.S. oligarchy.
Absolutely, and we give them money. We give them billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And then for these politicians to come out and cry crocodile tears for...
That's pretty hypocritical, isn't it?
It is.
Listen, thanks for the call. Don't want to cut you off, but we got another call coming in. Was there a question you had?
Oh, well, I wish I would have, but I just wanted to get that out because it's...
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your compliments, my friend.
You've done a great show.
I'll be back on Monday, so tune in.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right. Dan from Denver, we're going to pull you up here. We'll maybe have a break, and we'll bring you through through the break. How are you doing, Dan?
Dan's doing outstanding. I listen to your show off and on. I'm here in Denver. To answer that fellow about the Admiralty Court situation, it's a long story, and apparently the antidote, I haven't really seen it work, but I know people who say that it's worked for them, is sovereignty. It has to do with the fact that you come down a birth canal, you go into a birth, and you're given a manifest, you're given a certificate and all of that, and then...
Yeah.
But the real problem that comes with the court is that when you go into a court is a court of equity, and you don't have equity because you're a debtor. Now, you ask the question, what court handles this? If it's not the court that you go into, the Admiralty Court, it's another type of court. I can't think of what it is, Article 3, Article 2 court. Someone who's more up on that can maybe bring that to your attention.
It's an Article 3 court, and I argued this in an ongoing traffic issue in the Seventh Circuit. And we alluded to the statement that the only Article III court, there's one possibly, some little courtroom in Washington, D.C., and some other stuff comes out of Puerto Rico. And it's just, you trace the stuff back, and it becomes a complete labyrinth.
Exactly.
Of legality.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. Okay. Hey, America. Tim Wingate back with you here on Michael Herzog's American Awakening on RBN. Yeah, we had a little technical difficulty. You know, we're talking about a hot topic here, and you never know what kind of government spooks are trying to get in. Now, I'm not trying to say that there's little gremlins, you know, government gremlins trying to do things, but you never know for sure. It's all electronics. You never know exactly what's going to happen. And I wanted to thank, I don't know, do we still have Dan from Colorado on?
Yes,
Dan,
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Dan. Yeah, we had to go to a break, and I started to get some feedback, and it just,
No problem. For the more paranoid among us, it was government jamming.
There you go. Dan,
at any rate,
we were talking about the legal labyrinth trying to get into this.
Let me take my time and use my time wisely.
Well, just I'll give you a minute because we're in the last segment here.
I need 30 seconds. What I
wanted
to say was that all of that, as you said, it's a labyrinth, and frankly, don't bother. The bottom line is that this country was incorporated. The Articles of Incorporation sit in England at the House of Windsor. And the situation is essentially this. My main concern right now, I've been studying this for well over 30 years, is I'm trying to find the balance, the other side, the adversary to this system that we're under now. And there has to be an adversary out there. And I just wanted to know if anyone might know who it is, because the law of duality rules on this particular planet.
Yeah, we do have an adversarial legal system. That's true. Dan, maybe we're going to hold that for Monday. Maybe we can talk about that some more on Monday, okay?
Hey, outstanding. Love the show.
All right, thanks. Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Aaron, let's see, it's aaronjamesstory.com.
And if I might...
Ladies and gentlemen, give this man support.
And
give him some help.
Am I, are we running out of time, or can I put in a quotation here?
Do a quick quotation. Go ahead.
All right. I've spoken about, my website has spoken about having been on a panel where officiates involved CIA, FBI, NSA on a jury pool, having had FBI at my home, et cetera, having had police be acting on behalf of U.S. authorities coming in to attack me at gunpoint, abducting me, threatening me with extradition and whatnot. All of this might seem very incredulous, which is why it is a certain quotation, a certain notice is necessary, a voucher from Michelle Gross, Communities United Against Police Brutality. Quote, my name is Michelle Gross. I represent an organization in the state of Minnesota, United States, by the name of Communities United Against Police Brutality. We've been aware of the incident involving Mr. Aaron James and his mother, Linda James, since it occurred. After careful research and with intimate knowledge of the workings of the police department and local judicial system, we find Mr. James' account of the ordeal to be both accurate and distressingly unjust. While we and others continue to support the James family in their quest for justice, it is even more important that prominent officials in the Canadian government, such as yourselves, apply pressure to the United States government to overturn Mr. James' conviction and end all harassment of the family by U.S. government representatives. Pressure from outside the U.S. is often key to successful resolution of matters involving your citizens. So, again, end quote, they have no jurisdiction to extradite on the basis of an ostensible minor offense, a misdemeanor, quote-unquote, which was found in a kangaroo court trial with CIA, FBI, et cetera, affiliates on the jury pool. A criminally charged judge, David S. Doty, who would threaten to send U.S. Marshals in to harm us. But they're trying to create one. I'm being currently set up with a smear campaign and several...
So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to support this guy. Listen, Aaron.
Yes.
Got to cut you off here.
Thanks.
We're about
again.
Out of time. And I just want to remind everybody, tomorrow, December 29th, 2007, is the 117th anniversary of the Slaughter of Innocents at Wounded Knee. Lakota Nation will be gathering. Remember, killing of innocents is an abhorrent crime, no matter who does it. Time to stand up. I'll be back on Monday. Thanks for being with me here on the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, good luck to you, buddy. Stay well. Tim Wingate signing off. Back on Monday. God bless you all. Happy New Year. I'm gonna.
Since 19-